Exactly what to say. The magic words for influence and impact. Author, Phil M. Jones. Despite the differences in attitude and endeavor, successful people have one thing in common. They know exactly what to say, how to say it, and how to make it count. In this book, I revisit some of those magic words and add new ones. I do all I can to help you understand the principles behind the chosen words and allow you to find greater application for them in your life. 1. I'm not sure if it's for you, but... Here's a set of magic words you can use to introduce something to just about anybody, at just about any point in time, that is completely rejection-free. I'm not sure if it's for you, but... By suggesting that they may not be interested, you naturally increase their intrigue. Examples: I'm not sure if it's for you, but this option is available for this month only, and I would hate for you to miss out. 2. Open-minded. When introducing a new idea, start with, how open-minded are you? And follow up with a scenario you want them to opt into allows you to naturally attract people toward the thing that you are looking for their support with. Example: would you be open-minded about giving this a chance? 3. What do you know? How often do you find yourself in a conversation that quickly becomes a debate because you are speaking with someone who thinks they know best? One way of regaining control is to question their knowledge. Example: what do you know about how things really work here? 4. How would you feel if? Creating conditional future scenarios using the words, how would you feel if, gets people excited about their future and gives them reason to move either toward the good news or away from bad news. Example: how would you feel if this decision led to your promotion? 5. Just imagine. If you can replace pictures in people's mind, then you can use the results of those images to influence their decisions. Use just imagine to create a mental picture of the scenario you want. Example: just imagine the look on your kids' faces when they see you achieve this. 6. When would be a good time? One of the biggest reasons your ideas fail to get heard is that others tell you that they just don't have time to consider them. By using the preface, when would be a good time too, you prompt the other person to subconsciously assume that there will be a good time and that no is not an option. Example: when would be a good time to speak next? 7. I'm guessing you haven't got around to. When you are fearful that somebody has not done something you want, instead of asking them how the thing went, preface your question with, I'm guessing you haven't got around to. Example: I'm guessing you haven't got around to making a decision yet. 8. Simple swaps. Using a simple technique, I am going to provide two pieces of magic in one short section. First, the question people reach for in the end of a presentation is, do you have any questions? Asking this creates a subconscious suggestion that the other person should have questions, and if they don't, it makes them feel peculiar. Swap the phrase, do you have any questions, with the improved, what questions do you have for me? Second, a mistake many people make is asking, can I have your phone number? When you ask somebody, can I have your, it creates a permission-based resistance in the other person, which makes it harder to get what you hoped for, since a yes or no response is required. Instead, asking the alternative question, what's the best number to contact you at? 9. You have three options. The words, as I see it, you have three options, help the other person through the decision-making process and allow you to appear impartial in doing so. Imagine you are looking for someone to join your business or organization and they are on the fence about it. You can say, as I see it, you have three options. First, you could look for another job. Second, you can stay where you are now. Or third, you could give this a try. Work it alongside what you're doing right now and see how far you go. 10. Two types of people. Asking people to decide for themselves with the magic words, two types of people, prompts a near instant decision. The second someone hears, there are two types of people in this world, the little voice in their heads immediately wonders which one they are. Examples: there are two types of people in this world, those who resist change in favor of nostalgia, and those who move with the time and create a better future. 11. I bet you're a bit like me. Prefacing a statement with the magic words, "I bet you're a bit like me," often results in the other person comfortably agreeing with what you are saying, providing that you are reasonable. Example: I bet you're a bit like me. You enjoy working hard now, knowing that it will pay dividends in the future. 12. If, then. Creating a scenario using the preface "if" and adding a second scenario with the preface "then" means that people are highly likely to believe the outcome. Example: if you decide to give this a try, then I promise you won't be disappointed. 13. Don't worry. Don't worry is particularly useful in high-stress scenarios. When confronted with someone who is panicked, it puts people at ease. Example: don't worry, I felt just the way you feel right now before I started, and look at me now. 14. Most people. People take confidence from the fact that people like them have made a decision before them, and that that decision worked out just fine. This creates the power in the application of the magic words, most people. Example: what most people do is complete the forms with me here today. You then receive your welcome pack, and we get you booked in for a launch. 15. The good news. By prefacing things with "the good news is," you cause people to face forward with optimism and zap any negative energy out of the conversation. This optimistic spin can help you face negativity in your life, prevents you from ending up in a self-sabotaging conversation of blame and pity, and helps you start to build in a new direction. 16. What happens next? You have created an opportunity, got a red-hot prospect, been out, shown them how you can help them, and walk them through your entire presentation. What happens next is the perfect way of linking all the information you provided and bringing them through the completion that needs to follow. 17. What makes you say that? By treating every objection you face as nothing more than a question, you can quickly regain control of the conversation by asking a question in return. Example: the customer says, "I need to speak to somebody else before I make a decision about this." You say, "What makes you say this?" 18. Before you make your mind up. When you find yourself in a position in which the other person is leaning toward not choosing your idea, you can quickly move them back in your direction by prefacing your next action with another set of magic words. Before you make your mind up. Example: before you make your mind up, why don't we just run through the details one more time? 19. If I can, will you? Imagine that you want a friend to join you for a night out next Friday. Your friend says the reason they cannot join you is because the car is in for repair, and the buses do not run that late. You could eliminate this challenge with the question, "If I can pick you up and drop you off at home, then will you be ready by 7 p.m?" 20. Enough. Imagine in a grocery store, you are deliberating between 4 and 8 apples. If you were being served in that transaction and were asked the direct question, "Would 8 apples be enough for you?" your instant response would be yes, and the decision would be made. A direct question involving only the larger option and the magic word "enough" swings those odds further in your direction. 21. Just one more thing. You meet with someone to introduce them to your ideas. The meeting is coming to close. You pack your things up and head for the door. At this point, turn back to them with the words, "Just one more thing." When they think that they have got away with not buying anything, you introduce a simple idea, something that is easy for them to try, and bring them into your world with a far smaller decision than you had previously asked for. 22. A favor. This is a simple and powerful set of magic words that you can use to get somebody to agree to do just about anything before they even know what the thing is. The request of favor almost always gains a unanimous agreement from the recipient, and the worst response possible is still a conditional yes. Like, depends what it is. 23. Just out of curiosity. There is one objection that people give in response to ideas that has always frustrated me. This objection is, I just need some time to think about it, to instantly shift control of the conversation back to me. I use, just out of curiosity. Example, just out of curiosity. What is it specifically you need some time to think about? Final thought. With all these words to consider, I am sure you are now aware that reaching for the right words at the right time can make all the difference.